סזה בן גמליאל אס פולוס. יפת על מוטוריים דרך ארץ שיגיעת שניהם משכחת עוון. That what it means that a person has to choose both Torah together with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, which means over here, Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura explains, O melacha o sechora, some kind of a business, a trade. A person has to have some kind of a business, because without business, a person cannot establish himself as a maaseh. So he says the bottom line. He continues to say shegiat shenehem. The fact that a person toils for Torah learning and also toils to earn a parnasa, as the pasuk says, "Yegiat apecha tocha lechem." When a person toils, then and only then parnasa can be earned. Then it causes the person not to do averot. Bechol Torah she'en ima melacha, sofa betela vegoreret avon. Any Torah that does not have some kind of a combination of a melacha, some kind of a job or a trade that a person makes a living out of it, at the end of the day, goreret avon. It causes a person to do averot. So it's a major, major question. Why do you have to repeat this nekuda? So let me mention to you first that in general, as we know, Torah to begin with, says Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. The Gemara says that everyone has a Yetzer Hara, and the more we poke it, the more Yetzer Hara we have, the more we entice ourselves, the more a person is going to be awakened, the Yetzer Hara within is going to be awakened, and is going to become stronger and stronger. Says Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. The only way to remedy the Yetzer Hara, the only way, is the creator of the Yetzer Hara tells us the only option would be only Torah. A person could do mitzvot, tiskul mitzvot. Very good. But at the end of the day, you cannot fight the Yetzer Hara that a person possesses unless you learn sufficient amount of Torah according to your capabilities. So Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Ro Torah Tavlin. The only way is Torah. Now, then the Torah is mateshet. Et koach haguf, the Torah weakens the power of the body. So therefore, when a person is busy with learning and toiling over Torah, so then the Yetzer Hara is going to be nullified from it. So, very good. So what about the other one? Melacha. Melacha is also the same thing. Then when it comes to Melacha, it's also written that a person that is going to be Keshe Adam, that is involved with amelut, that he works hard, b'zat apecha tocha lechem, he works hard to be able to leidyageya gam b'melacha, he says, then automatically, you are not going to have power, that much power to be able to do averot. That is one explanation why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us parnasa so easily. We have to be busy. If a person is not preoccupied with other types of works, then automatically the opportune time for the Yetzer Hara to get to the person is at the time that is not learning and is not involved with his business. At the end of the day, let's say imagine when it comes by individuals, Motzai Shabbat or Sunday, is a special opportune time, Khalila, for a person to be grabbed by Yetzer Hara. Motzai Shabbat, the person doesn't learn as much and is not involved with business. So therefore, that is the opportune time to be grabbed. So that's what Gemara says also. It says that batala mevia lidei shi'amun, batala mevia lidei zima. Either if a person doesn't have anything, afilu 80 years old should keep himself busy. 90 years old, keep himself busy. Oh, he doesn't need to earn a living. He has enough, Baruch Hashem, and he has social security, whatever he has. At the end of the day, he has to keep busy. Because batala mevia lidei shi'amun, batala mevia lidei zima. Either zenut or craziness, one of the two, or both. At the end of the day, if a person has nothing to do, either he's going to go crazy, Khalila, or he's going to do Khalila Bakhas, Zenut. So, therefore, a person has to keep busy. So, then both of them, combination of work, together with Talmud Torah, Meshakachad Avon, causes a person to forget about Averot. So, and then he continues to say, Kol Torah She'inim HaMelacha, Sofa betela, the gorer davu. But you should know, if you don't have a source to be able to make a living. Khalila bechas, the Torah alone. Kol haomer ein lo ela Torah. Ein li ela Torah, the Gemara says, the Gemara's lashon is, kol haomer ein li ela Torah, afilu Torah ein lo. If the only thing in this world you have is Torah, afilu Torah you don't have. Because kol Torah she'ein ima melacha. If you don't have what, how to make a living, sofa betela ve'gorer davon. So, at the end, this is bitul, and it's going to cause a person to be melastem et haberio, that's the lashon, that is used to go, come up with ways and tactics and techniques to be able to beat the system, chalila b'chas, or to be able to find ways of making it big in a wrong way. So the bottom line, there is one of the Mefarshim, says a major nekuda. Why is it that it's the lashon that is used over here, Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz? That means you are involved mainly with Derech Eretz. Yafe Talmud Torah, make a combination, put Torah also. And then it says, Bechol Torah She'ein Ima Melacha, and any Torah that is doesn't have any type of trade or work or, business, is at the end, Sofa Betela Vegoredama. How come it uses, that means one time the emphasis is the Torah, the first time the emphasis is on Derech Eretz, which is business. So he mentions as follows. You see, there are only two types of people, either businessmen or people who learn Torah. So regarding both of them over here, Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, is discussing. It could be that you are a businessman. And Baruch Hashem, you are mityageya to be able to earn a living. And a person could be mamash, from one deal to another deal, from making big deals. He says like this, Alehem Omar, you that are involved with Baruch Hashem business, you should know, Yafe Torah im Derech Eretz. Put Torah into your schedule. That means, together with Derech Eretz that you are majorly emphasizing, put Torah into your schedule. Busy you are, you're making a mistake. Put Torah into your system. Then he says, because without it, you cannot handle the Yetzer Hara. Baruch Hashem, you make a big, a lot of money. So what? Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Then what about the other types of individuals? So you might have an individual that is learning Torah. That is the cat, the group. That is, Baruch Hashem is emphasizing on Torah and Torah only. So this is, he says, the cat acheret, hem lumde Torah, v'yoshvim, and they are learning Shahat Torah, Islam hu aikar. By them, Torah is the main emphasis. Alehem amar, v'chol Torah, she'ni ma melacha. You have to come up with a system. How are you going to be able to, let's say, 2 years, 5 years, what's going to be the idea that you have? It's good to have a bitachon, and a person should have a bitachon, but you should also have a way to be able to make a melacha. So far, betela, v'gorer aveh. The bekat zu sarich sheit parnes b'melacha u yoshev b'beitov osech b'torah. You have to come up with a way to be able to support your family also as well. So therefore, one time the emphasis is on the one who is working, put Torah into your system. The other time, the one who is learning, put melacha into your system also as well.